The skies cleared in time to hold the service outside with the Litchfield High School band present to provide music before the event. The service featured guest speaker retired Marine Colonel James Bathurst of Chicago, formerly of Girard. Colonel Bathurst began by describing his old t-shirt.
I have an old t-shirt that's worn and torn, but I still wear it. It's got a picture of combat boots on the front and a set of dog tags hanging over the boots, and it says, "Some gave all gave some." In November, we celebrate the all that gave some, because believe me, they did. I spent 36 years in the Marine Corps and I moved 28 times. My family gave a lot. My son, during his high school years, he went to 5 different schools. So everybody that served gave something. But today we honor those people, those men and women that gave it all.
During his speech, Bathurst gave the audience a research assignment.
I guess people just today don't understand what that poppy means. They don't know about Flanders Field because we don't teach that in school anymore. So if anyone sitting out there doesn't know about Flanders Field and doesn't know about the poppy, might I recommend that when you go home this afternoon, get on the computer and Google Flanders Field. I won't tell you about it. I'll let you find it out for yourself. But that gives you some idea. It will tell you what that poppy means. It's just a shame that we don't remember that. And that we don't remember John McCrae, who wrote the poem in Flanders Field.
Bathurst shares his battlefield experiences in his book, We All Die as Marines.
Hey.
Providing music at the service was Sandy Lighthizer singing the national anthem, Elizabeth Kelly singing God Bless America, and Taps played by Ernie Tomach and Mark York. For WSMI News, I'm Sarah Tomach.